In national news, July 20th, 2023 marks the one-year anniversary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This was formerly called the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and reachable through a 10-digit number. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is a leader of suicide prevention and mental health crisis care through a national network of more than 200 crisis centers staffed by trained counselors. It provides free and confidential emotional support to Americans 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Translation services are provided in more than 240 languages. Many studies have shown that after speaking with a counselor, people who call the lifeline feel much better. They are more hopeful, less suicidal, less depressed, and less overwhelmed. Research has showed that the number of Americans with suicidal thoughts, depression, and anxiety has increased during the coronavirus pandemic. There have been almost 5 million contacts via calls, texts, and chats answered over the past year, assisting millions of people in a mental health crisis. These people were looking for help with suicide, mental health, and substance use-related crises. The hotline's efficiency has improved over the year. A shorter, easier-to-remember phone number was able to make counseling more accessible and save more lives. The average speed to answer for contacts decreased from 2 minutes 39 seconds to only 41 seconds, while the volume of text contacts, chats, and calls answered increased by 1,135%, 141%, and 46% respectively. There were 2 million more contacts this year than last year prior to introducing the 988 number. Improving the hotline's access and its efficiency is in response to reducing the mental health crisis in the U.S. $1 billion additional dollars have been invested in the 988 suicide hotline this past year. It includes funding from President Biden's American Rescue Plan and Bipartisan Safer Community Act. The lifeline is supported by Health and Human Services through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, known as SAMHSA. These funds have gone to states, territories, and tribes to provide more staff, more training, and more resources to meet this growing need. Dr. Miriam Delphin Rittman, the HHS Assistant Secretary of Mental Health and Substance Use and a leader of SAMHSA, said, quote, "This means that more people are getting help and they are getting help more quickly, which is crucial for a person in crisis," unquote. Specialized services have been added to the suicide hotline since its inception last year, including Spanish text and chat services to already existing call support, LGBTQI+, youth and young adults. The crisis line links to the Veterans Crisis Line. Military members, veterans, and their families can reach the VCL by dialing 988 and pressing option 1. Almost 1 out of 5 contacts were answered by the VCL. The Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said, quote, 988 is a life-saving program that connects Americans with trained counselors who offer real support in times of crisis, unquote. If someone is struggling or is in crisis, help is available by phone or text at 988 or for chat at 988lifeline.org.